UB40 featuring Ali Campbell performing next Friday at Hobart City Hall. And I've got a double pass to get you along. But before that, I want to catch up with Ali Campbell. Ali, how are you?
I'm very well, and we can't wait to be getting to the shores of Tasmania. First trip there. Very excited.
Well, the funny thing is you're going to Hobart. I'm actually talking to you from Launceston, which is in the north of the state. So I'm hoping one day you'll make it up to Lonnie.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like I said, it's our first visit. I'm sure we'll have a great time and we'll be invited back.
I'm
That's
sure.
That's how it works, you know.
Yes.
If we get invited, we go, generally, you know.
All right. Well, I'll put out the official invitation. Next time you come, Ali, if you can come to Lonnie, it'd be great. But it's all right. It's not too far for us to go to Hobart. It's a small little island state.
Good. I can't wait. I can't wait to see it. I've heard it's very lovely.
Yes, it is. Now, I need to talk about this, and I imagine it's still really, really raw, actually, and that is the very sad and very sudden death of Astro last November.
Yeah, yeah, we're still reeling from that, you know. It's every time I look to my right, you know, he's not there anymore. I guess I don't think I'll ever get used to that, you know.
Mm.
But, you know, we had a very nice memorial tour for him in England and Ireland and Holland, you know. And it was great. It was there was a lot of love out there for Astro, you know. And it was a lovely tour to do, you know. So, yeah, that's what we did, and now we're back on the road again because we're allowed to. it's great to be sort of back out and about, you know, after a couple of years being locked in.
How did you keep busy, Ali, during COVID? What did you get up to?
Well, I actually wore the seat of my pants out, sitting down watching telly.
Really?
My son Louis bought me a Patagonia suit, and you could actually see through the buttock parts of his trousers. By the end of COVID, I did record a song actually when Bill Withers passed away. He was a big hero
yes.
of mine, so I did a version of "Lean on Me."
Yep,
and I did that basically over the phone, you know, which I suppose worries studios because they're thinking, well, we don't really need studios anymore.
Yeah,
it went to number 6 in the iTunes charts and all that, so I was very happy with that. And, it, you know, it kept me, at least I was doing something rather than nothing. And, of course, you know, the proceeds went to the NHS, you know.
Yep.
And to the COVID fund.
Yeah.
So I did that, and we finished the album, the Unprecedented album.
Mm-hmm.
That was Lastro's last recording, you
yes.
know.
Yes.
We managed to get out to Jamaica right at the end of the COVID thing.
Yep.
And I did the last four tracks with Sly Dunbar drumming, the greatest reggae drummer in the world. So I'll give thanks for that time, you know, I had with Astro. We went to Jamaica and we were there for 11 days and we had a fabulous time and a very productive time as well, you know. And, of course, we didn't know what was going to happen.
So yes.
It was just lovely to have time with him, you know. And it was just so unfortunate. He came home. The last thing he said to me was, "See you Friday, kid," you
yep,
know.
Yeah.
And more or less about a week after that, he'd gone, you know.
Gee.
It wasn't COVID he had it, but it was a virus. And he had underlying medical issues. He had asthma, you know.
Uh-huh.
And it just attacked his chest and it done for him, you know.
Well, definitely my thoughts are with you. Now, with your concert down in Hobart next Friday, are we going to hear a lot of the new stuff as well as the old stuff, a nice mixture of both?
Well, that's what we try to do, you
yep.
know. Generally, we do a greatest hit set because that's what people want to hear, you know. And, well, we had 40 top 20 hits in the 80s and 90s.
Wow.
You know? So we've got plenty to... we couldn't do them all, of course, because the concert would be 5 hours long. But we choose basically the fan favourites. And we've had no complaints so far. I think it's a great set that we're doing, actually. And it's kind of... We're invigorated. We've got a new sax player who's great. So the brass section is all good.
Yes.
And we've got a guest with us, Frank Bambini.
Yeah.
He usually plays with the Fun Loving Criminals, but he's up on stage playing percussion with us for this tour, and he's a G-man, you know. He talks to the crowd. He's a lot of fun. So, yeah, we're looking forward to a good, happy, hit-filled gig.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic because you haven't been here before. I reckon you're going to absolutely love your visit here, and we're going to love seeing you as well. Happening at Hobart City Hall next Friday, it is UB40 featuring Ali Campbell, and I've got a double pass to give away. So thank you, Ali, and enjoy your trip.
Yeah, big love, and we'll see you soon.